This is the mural painting that decorated the apse of the Church of St. Andrew of Padrignat in the Baix-Empordà. The close symbolic relationship between Romanesque painting and architecture is particularly evident at the east end of churches, where the altar is. While architecture evokes divine perfection through a hemispherical vault, painting offers narrative. Usually the vault is decorated with a Christ in Majesty, also called Maestas Domini. It is a Christ risen, set in an almond-shaped frame, dominating everything from his heavenly throne and flanked by the tetramorph, the symbolic representation of the four evangelists. Where the window is, we find an intermediate section between the vault of the sky and the earth. Under a narrow trim with a descriptive inscription, there are scenes related to the birth of Jesus. From left to right, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Birth, the Annunciation to the Shepherds, and, most probably, an Adoration of the Kings that has been lost. The painted curtains of the lower section evoke real curtains offered by the faithful.
Romanesque vaults and walls were painted in fresco, that is, before the plaster had dried out. Once a section of the wall had been prepared with the last layer of lime mortar, the scenes prescribed by the relevant religious authority were drawn or marked on it. Then, while the mortar was still fresh, the coloured pigments dissolved in water were applied. The lime bound to the pigments, and paint and mortar became one. The result was so stable that centuries later, when this artistic heritage was at risk, the frescoes were able to be removed, transferred to fabric, rolled up, and moved to museums. And all thanks to a technique called strappo.